Welcome to another episode of Renegades, Men of Faith and Fortitude. Today, we're going to be diving deep into a topic that hits close to home, especially for many of us. See, it's about the choices that we make when we're faced with the storms of life. In everyday life, rain must fall and storms will come. But here's the kicker, bro. It's not just about weathering those storms. It's about how we respond to them. So today, we're going to be talking about a choice. Are you willing to cry in a storm, simply going through the motions, repeating old patterns without seeking any change? Or are you willing to dance in the rain, taking action, and moving forward with purpose? Hey, before we get started, do me a favor, hit that like and subscribe button for me. You know, make sure you share, comment. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear where you're at. If you need help or you want to talk to somebody, hey, reach out. I'm here for you. Big thank you for those of you that watch our episodes all the way to the end. And if you can, go ahead and do so if you don't mind. You know, because when you watch it all the way to the end, you know, it helps us get this word out to others, other men that might need this word. Good to go? All right, let's get back to it. Hey, if you have not yet done so already, hey, check out my book, my latest book right here, Men of Faith and Fortitude, Redefining Masculinity in Christ. Available now on Amazon in hardback, paperback, and ebook editions. Get your copy today. You don't want to miss it. And soon in Barnes & Noble. Let's get into it today. In the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 13, we find these empowering words. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, this isn't just about enduring. It's about thriving. It's about finding the strength to take positive steps, even when everything seems against us. So let's consider Job for a minute, a man who lost everything, right? His family, his wealth, his health. Yet he held on to his faith. He never cursed God despite the immense suffering. He cried out in his pain, yes, but he also danced in the rain of trials, maintaining his integrity and faith. And then we have Peter, a fisherman who saw Jesus walking on the water. In a moment of divine inspiration, he stepped out of the boat, literally walking towards Jesus through the storm. Though he began to sink when he took his eyes off of Jesus, his initial decision to step out, to dance in the rain, you know, if you will, shows us the power of taking the first step in faith, despite the fears and the winds around us. Now, let's fast forward a little bit. Let's remember a modern day hero, Desmond Doss. During the darkest days of World War II, amidst the chaos and fury of battle, Doss stood firm in his faith. He never carried a weapon. Guided by his deep convictions, under direct enemy fire, he saved 75 of his comrades in the Battle of Okinawa. His story is not just a one of survival. It's about making profound, courageous choices in the midst of life's fiercest storms. Doss danced in the rain of gunfire, holding on to his faith, and in doing so, he became a beacon of hope and resilience for all of us. See, while we have heroes like Desmond Doss who show us that what it means to dance in the rain, it's also true that not everyone feels that they can make such bold moves. Sometimes people find themselves overwhelmed by their trials, stuck in a cycle of complaint or inaction. See, this is not about judgment. It's about recognition. It's more important to recognize that these moments in our lives, times when we might be crying in the storm, not because we want to, but because we feel that there's no other option. Understanding this helps us find compassion for ourselves and others. Seek the support needed to start taking those first steps towards change. Let me share a personal story. There was a time in my life where I felt completely overwhelmed by the challenges I faced. I was stuck, repeating the same mistakes, essentially just crying in the storm. But see, I realized that nothing would change unless I decided to take action, to start dancing in the rain. It wasn't easy, but through prayer, reflection, and some tough decisions, I began to see a path forward. And I know many of you have similar stories of transformation, of moments when you chose action over a resignation. So as we continue on our journey through life, and time continues to go by, we all experience ups and downs. Try to remember that you're not alone. And this storm will pass, as all others have that you have successfully weathered this far. It's times like this that you may feel that you're alone, but remember, don't lose faith. Look to the Lord Jesus, and because He is your strength. So, how can we make this shift, Pastor? How? See, first, recognize when you're stuck. Be honest with yourself. Then seek strength and guidance through prayer and the Word. Remember, action does not always mean doing everything at once. Small, consistent steps often lead to the biggest changes. And don't be afraid to seek support from friends, from family, even your church community. I challenge each and every one of you, my brothers, to look at your own life. Where are you just crying in the storm? What are the reins in your life that you can meet with dance instead of despair? Identify one thing, just one thing, that you can change this week. It could be a habit, an attitude, or reaching out for help when you need it. As we wrap up today's episode, remember that each day gives us a chance to choose our path. In every moment of hardship, there's a potential for growth and a potential for joy. It's up to us to seize it. Until next time, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. God bless.